about the other way around. Welcome back to the program. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let us now talk about things that, you've already gone out. You've done your Christmas shopping. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, Chuck It to the Squirrels Tuesday. I don't know, whatever it is. Now comes the bad news. You may have bought something you shouldn't have bought. You should have waited. You ready?
You didn't go to Jared.
These are the 12.
Wait a minute, but there are certain cards. Aren't there cards that you could use that have like a price guarantee perk?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. You know, that's a good idea. You ought to check with your credit card carrier and see if they've got that.
There are some that will refund the difference to you.
That's a very nice perk. Here are 12 things that, according to Kiplinger, that will cost much less after the holidays. You ready for this? Big screen TVs. They say the best deals come after Christmas, usually in late January. They're trying to sell everyone a new TV right before the Super Bowl. On average, the deals on HD TV, 55 inches and larger, are 10% lower than on Black Friday.
The ones that are only slightly damaged after the fighting on Black Friday.
No, I've told this story before. My 60-inch TV, the Standard Entertainment Council takes a 55-inch TV.
Right.
People were returning these 60-inchers because it didn't fit into the cabinets that they had.
Yeah.
So my TV is refurbished, came out of the box, wrapped.
Nice.
New, but refurbished.
Yeah.
Much. If you could get one like that, sometimes the big boxes post them online.
Yeah.
I'd recommend that in a minute.
I like the way you think. Furniture is also one of the things that they say wait till after Christmas. I understand January 1, New Year's Day, is the big day for furniture. New models are usually released February and August, so stores give their best deals in January and July. Clear out the old inventory. Skis. You get much better deals in March and in April at the end of the ski season. Bicycles. This is one that I wouldn't have thought of.
You wouldn't buy a bicycle in the winter unless you want a big discount, right?
Yeah, exactly. September, they say, is the best time to buy bicycles. You can get discounts of 25% or more. Manufacturers bring out the new models in the fall. Bikes often don't change much from year to year. Yeah, I mean, you don't really see a big design change. Like, ooh, look at the fender on that one. So it's smart to buy older models for less. Cars. And my dad always said this, wait till September and October.
Really?
Well, they say that the last week of the year is the best time because dealers negotiate more. Sometimes. They get manufacturer incentives based on the calendar year, so it's their last chance to cash in. Sometimes, however, the car is sitting there on the lot and they've reduced it and reduced it and reduced it, and they're not going to reduce it anymore. So you got to play that one by ear.
I would never have a problem buying a car with, oh, well, it's last year's model.
Yeah, no, me either.
On the car lot, the 2014 models are out and have been for a month or so. I would have no problem saying, well, this is a 2013. It's new to me. No one else has driven it before me. Go ahead.
The last new car that I bought was an 03, and we were on the... What are you laughing at? Huh?
No wonder you're complaining about it and think about driving into a ditch. And
no, that was my wife's SUV. We bought it brand new, and it was an 03 model that I bought in May of 04.
Seth loves his wife very much. He would not drive it into the ditch with his wife inside.
No, I'd do it, you know, when I was by myself. I'm glad that truck is gone. Oh, my God, I hated that SUV. I hated that truck with a passion. And by the way, when the roads are better, I'll take my new grocery getter up against your Mazda any day. I'll blow the doors off that thing.
You think?
Woo-hoo! I guarantee
you. I've got Zoom Zoom, baby.
Yeah? I got a V6 twin turbo.
Seth's laying it down and picking it up.
Okay? I will blow your doors off.
I think it might be a little soon to talk about racing after the Paul Walker situation.
No.
I don't want to look like that car.
We'll go out to the salt flats.
Yeah.
We'll...
Is there a place, you know, seriously, is there a place out here where you can do individual amateur drag racing?
No.
Legally?
No.
Well, see, now, in where I'm from, there was a drag strip out on the outskirts of town. It was a legitimate.
Drag racing?
Yeah, it was a legitimate drag strip. You would bring it out there. The inspectors would take a look at your car, and then you could do the quarter mile. You could do quarter mile runs in your own personal car.
You know what I've noticed? From your stories from Florida, you can do everything in Florida.
Pretty much.
There's a place here for people who want to set themselves on fire.
And that's why why every day in the news of the weird, we have a story from Florida.
Yeah. The motto of Florida is, here, y'all, watch this.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. You know, it's like, go ahead and drink it, Bubba. He ain't coming back for it. You know, he's got gasoline and firecrackers. He ain't coming back. Not all of them, anyway. All right, the other things that they say you can get after the holidays, Caribbean cruises. The off-peak months give you the cheapest rates. Spring is better than fall because you don't have to worry about so much of hurricanes. However, hurricane season, I know this for a fact, hurricane season is a great time to get a cruise. The biggest markdowns in luggage happen in March because sales drop off after the holidays travel season. Don't pick up again until people start planning their summer vacation.
You would go on a cruise during hurricane season?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if it comes, they turn around and go, oh, we got to go. Or they stay out for enough and let it go back.
You could be caught on shore in Haiti when the hurricane hits.
No. I went on a cruise and they were having that Norwalk virus.
Yeah.
Because everything was discounted.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
The ship was as clean.
Yeah.
You walk down the stairs, there'd be a guy rubbing down the handrail right after you.
Absolutely.
So we're going like at half price and everyone was spick and span.
Don't be such a whiner. Come on, man. Live some. Jewelry. Everybody wants to buy jewelry for Christmas, so sellers don't offer the good deals this time of year. The best time is right after Valentine's Day, right after all the suckers just played full price. Linens.
Honey, I love you, but you're not getting this till March.
Yeah. It's like, let your in-laws sleep on the old sheets and wait. The big white sales come in January. It's actually a tradition that goes back to the 19th century. Smell them good. Perfumes. Same as with jewelry. Everybody buys it for Christmas and Valentine's Day, or we shall refer to Valentine's Day from now on as VD. So you should wait until late February. The lowest prices will be online. Suits. Buy them in January when the fall and winter collections go on sale to make room for the spring collections. Absolutely. And then verify this one for me. Broadway tickets. January and February are the best time to see a show. During January's Broadway week, you can often get 2-for-1 deals.
Yes, you can. And when the tourists clear out of New York City, like right after New Year.
Yeah.
That is also the death knell for many Broadway shows. That if the producers don't want to hold on until the summer tourist season and run at a loss, they may shut down their show.
It's like, get there and get there quick, or you may not get to see it.
Right.
Like the Mike Tyson one man Broadway show musical. Yeah, man, this good show. All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. If you'd like that list, you can find it in a couple places. Go to WSAU. Go to Facebook, Seth Mila, WSAU. Seth Mila, WSAU. Click the like button, and boom, the list is there for you to read, peruse, maybe even share with friends and family. And that guy that's really mean to you in the office, he'll love you.
I like to eat out, but I'm always on a budget, so that limits the amount of damage I can do when I go out to eat. You know you're broke when you're at Wendy's ordering your 99-cent double stack, and you see the poster for the new Wendy's Baconator, but all you can think is, man, when I get paid. We're coming back here on Friday, dude. Look at that. That's the premium burger there. I'd like that now, but that's $4.29, not exactly an impulse purchase. What a loser I am. I got a window shop for hamburgers. That's a bummer. Oh, what's that, sir? No. I'm not prepared to buy today. I'm just browsing. Doing a little tire kick and back off. Oh, man, I'm always broke. I don't care, though. What do I care? I'm scraping by with a little help from my friend Coinstar. You guys familiar with Coinstar?
Yeah!
I'd be dead if it weren't for Coinstar. You see those guys in there at the grocery store doing it the right way. They come in with like their 5-gallon water jug. Once a year, they save up all their change and cash it in. Go to the circus, buy a dune buggy. I don't know what people do with disposable income. But I'm pretty sure it's not designed for my method, which is about every other week, I'll stagger in with my tiny Ziploc Tupperware container with the blue lid, the tiny one designed to hold one sandwich. And mine's not even full. So it jingles when I'm walking across the parking lot like some homemade failure tambourine. Just chugga, 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 chugga. Look out, everybody. Chugga, chugga, chugga. I got $7 worth of dirty nickels. Here I come. Yay. Somebody's going to Taco Bell.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.